AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The AP has learned that the government plans to house some 3,000 immigrant teenagers at a convention center in downtown Dallas as Health and Human Services rushes to open facilities across the country to house the nearly 9,500 unaccompanied children who crossed into the U.S. from Mexico last month. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the current temporary solution along the border isn't the answer.
This is heartbreaking. It's a very emotional issue for a lot of people, and it's very difficult and challenging. And obviously, these TBP facilities are not made for kids.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says even if President Biden is just 2 months into the office, it's his problem now.
The safety and security of Americans and our border is the job of the president. He is the one who created this, and he is the one who can fix it.
Growing number of child arrivals comes just as Congress begins work on immigration, Biden backing a bill to offer a path to citizenship to all of the estimated 11 million people in the U.S. illegally. President Biden and his administration are traveling this week, pushing the $1.9 trillion coronavirus rescue bill.
At the White House,
help is here, and hope is here. In real and tangible ways.
President Biden touted perhaps the two most tangible.
Shots in arms and money in pockets.
Saying the next 10 days we'll see $100 million in direct payments delivered to Americans and 100 million vaccine doses administered since he took office. While he'll hit the road tomorrow, Air Force Two headed west.
It's your first, which one are you getting?
Moderna.
Vice President Harris watched medical students administer shots at a Las Vegas vaccine clinic.
You all are the heroes of this moment.
Other administration officials are also taking part in what the White House calls the Help Is Here tour. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Two men are charged with assaulting Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick with bear spray during the attack on the U.S. Capitol in January. George Tanios of Morgantown, West Virginia, and Julian Cater of Pennsylvania face an array of charges, including assaulting a federal officer with a dangerous weapon and conspiracy. Cater was seen on several videos spraying officers trying to protect the Capitol. Sicknick died shortly after the attack. In Colorado, sound from Denver 7 of a snow shovel in use as a late winter storm causes the closure of the Denver airport for a second day. The storm's 3 feet of heavy wet snow fell on parts of Colorado and Wyoming, shutting down roads, closing state legislatures in both states, and interfering with COVID-19 vaccinations. Meteorologists accurately predicted the storm several days in advance, giving people plenty of time to get ready. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.